Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we select from a menu of topics for a focused discussion with an industry expert to provide insights that can impact your business's growth. With your host, Angelo Ponzi.
I am Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining us. Today, I'm really excited, really excited, to have my good friend, Terry Sawyer, Chief Visibility Officer and founder of Tea & Company, here in the studio to talk about the changing role of public relations in this digital world. Terry, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on your show, Angelo.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell the audience, we do go back a ways. We won't actually put any actual dates on that, but
since we're only 25, right?
Yeah. We've had a chance to not only know each other, but actually have a chance to work together, and so that I think that'll help in this dynamic because again, we've had a working relationship on the client side. We've done some new business pitching together and all sorts of different things. So I'm excited that you're here. And away we go. So first of all, why don't you tell the audience about yourself and your company?
Okay, great. First of all, I am pretty much a native Californian, and I've been here for many years and majored in journalism at Cal State Long Beach. Go Beach. I have been working in PR for my entire career, even though I majored in journalism. My business is Tea & Company, and we do marketing, branding, and public relations. We started as a PR agency and then have expanded from there.
Okay. So one of the things I ask all my guests before we get going is, as a business owner, what keeps you up at night when you start thinking about growing your business?
I think about my connections, because I think that connections are what drive your business. So referrals are the key to having really great clients. All of my best clients have come from referrals or repeat business, clients who've gone to another company, for example. And so I think about how I can connect other people. A lot of people do know me as a connector. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that's ripples in the business pond, business karma, if you will.
Okay. Well, I am a recipient of being a connector, and hopefully I've done that back as well. But let's talk about that just for a second. We're going to go off script a little bit.
Sure.
And so many times as entrepreneurs and business owners, it is about those connections. It is about referrals, not just sending blind emails and making cold calls anymore. So from a new business strategy for those practitioners out there that are struggling with that, and here we've got somebody that's owned their own company for 20 plus years, obviously you've been successful at it. What are some of those recommendations and tips you might make for those folks out there that want to do a better job at trying to figure out a way to grow their business?
Well, I think obviously you want to get out and network, and you want to network with quality people, but you also want to make sure that you're helping all different kinds of people connect. You never know when that's going to come back to you. And I'll give you a couple of examples. One of the other radio show hosts here at OC Talk Radio is Richard Franzi. And he had referred us to Pedego Electric Bikes. And we have been their agency now for 5 years. And it's just been an amazing, amazing experience. So the touch point from there was actually a former client of mine, Gail Miller, who worked for Toshiba, worked for Rick many years ago. And that's how I met him. So if you look back at your trajectory of new business and great clients you've had, look and see how you were connected. For the Toshiba division we worked for 20 plus years, that was a referral out of a Public Relations Society of America member. The Deloitte and Touche technology group that we worked with was a referral from a former client. You just never know who's going to make that referral. So I say connect everybody, stay in touch, stay visible, just all the good things that you do, Angelo.
Yeah. It's funny. One of my current clients is actually a client of mine from 15 years ago who got out of the business and decided to start a new company and reached out, and was a really fun reconnecting with him and getting going. So let's steer this back to the topic of public relations, is why we're here today and why we've had a lot of links and looks and likes and all those wonderful things. People are very interested in this topic. So let's start off broad. Again, you've been doing this for a while. Over the last 5 years for sure, maybe even beginning 10 years ago, things have really started to change in the PR world. So what's driving that change, and how has that impacted your clients?
Well, I think, obviously, the change in journalism as a whole has changed PR forever. So when I started my company, and for most of the however long the first decade or more that we worked. I hate to use that word. We were really doing media relations, and everything that we did was around that. So things have changed now. You have a lot of touch points, and you know, whether you call them PR or digital content or special events or social media, you know, it all comes back to the big marketing hat. And so, you know, the way that it's changed for us is we have different types of targets, some of the same targets, and as far as media goes, and then we do a lot of other things, you know, and it's the digital world has just absolutely changed everything. And so all businesses need to be really focused on that. Your website, your social media, your videos, etc. Great content is key.
Yeah, so it's more really about that integration and mm-hmm. you know, firing on all cylinders, if you will. Because mm-hmm. really, I read this the other day that, you know, people, you know, public relations is dead or it doesn't work anymore. And that's mm-hmm. really not the case. I saw the predictions of the end of television and the mm-hmm. end of radio and all mm-hmm. these other things that have mm-hmm. come along. But it really has changed, as we've been talking about, how you approach it mm-hmm. and the way you really strategize on implementing programs for your clients. So, obviously, social media itself has become very prevalent
yes.
and as part of the kind of the PR strategy.
Yes.
So how do you balance, I'll call it traditional with digital, when thinking about, you know, your strategies? And part of this, I assume, and frankly, I know, but part of this is based on the client itself, mm-hmm. right?
Of course.
Let's just talk about that for a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for traditional media relations, you have to think about that there's what they call editorial now is earned media. That's basically free editorial, like we've always pitched. Mm-hmm. There's owned media, that's the company's own generated content. And then there's paid media. And that paid media could be editorial. So it could be paid editorial, kind of what we used to call advertorial. So I think as far as traditional media, if you want to call it that, because everything's digital now anyway. So whether you're talking about the Wall Street Journal or trade magazines, et cetera, everything's online. So everything is digital pretty much anyway. Hopefully they are. We have to be more creative, more thoughtful, and more strategic in pitching the stories that we pitch. The staffs are very lean now at any publication, and I'll give you a couple of examples.
Okay.
So for Pedego Electric Bikes, we wanted to help them drive traffic to build more stores. They are growing rapidly, and they want to attract the right kind of store owner. So we pitched a story to Inc. magazine about the second careers of the store owners, most of whom are baby boomers. We pitched it to them, and we were lucky to get a response and an interest. We set up an interview with Don DiCostanzo and Terry Sherry, who are the co-founders of Pedego, and they are baby boomers. And they talked to the editor, who is a baby boomer, and she was really interested. So we basically did all of the groundwork for her. We got her questions. We interviewed 20 different of the dealers about their backgrounds and their histories. Some came from military. Some came from, you know, one of them was the appliance king of Las Vegas and had been retired for 10 years. You know, some of them came from, retired teaching careers and that sort of thing. So we put together everything she needed to do to create her article. And then we invited her to come to the Pedego dealer meeting. She came out, got to meet all these people firsthand, do the interviews to flesh out the information, and was able to write a really great 8-page spread. So that's a really good example of how we pitched a creative story. We did most of the groundwork for her so that she could come out and put together the actual story.
Is that pretty typical now that you're doing a lot of the legwork for a lot of our clients? Now, you know, to be mm-hmm. upfront with our audience here, we currently work on a client together.
Yes, we do.
And even then, we've got a new product, mm-hmm. a new concept, sort of. I mean, mm-hmm. People would argue that, that exists, but it really doesn't exist in this context.
Mm-hmm.
And even for us, it's been an evolution of looking for the right messaging that resonates with not only moms and dads and kids and people in transition, but also the editorial community to get them to really understand it. So what are some of the obstacles, you know, that we have faced in that, and you have faced specifically, that we tend to try to overcome? And, you know, that really gets down to really strategic thinking and positioning,
right?
And how we slice that message up.
Well, I think that any time you put together a PR program, you want to look at what your targets are in terms of those. And let's just say who the client is. It's Path to Happy Success, and they have created a online program that helps college students and people in transition find the right majors, college majors, and right careers, the best careers for them, based on what truly makes them unique. So personality, aptitude, natural traits, etc. So it's a little bit unique. It also takes them through a process of finding where those jobs are and if there's a good long-term outlook for those jobs. So that's what the client is. Very new, as Angelo said, as you said, and it's a it's not something that people know about. So you have to think really creatively in terms of how you're going to get press coverage. So we look at they're Orange County based here. We look at the Orange County press, and we look at where can we place stories, and then we generate a lot of our own content as well. Mm-hmm. So they're getting ready to launch the online program here next month. So stay tuned.
Sooner than that.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
on that. I think for if you're pitching any sort of trades, you want to look at, your trade magazines. You want to see where can you get bylined articles, where can you get op-eds, where can you generate your own content and, make it yours and be able to still fulfill the needs of the editor and the publication
right.
or the media outlet.
Sorry, you mentioned something, pay for play, and that is always, for me, has always been church and state, coming from mm-hmm. the advertising mm-hmm. world. The PR people that I worked with in the past would cringe if I said, why don't we just buy some advertorial, and they'd freak mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. But that almost seems commonplace now as a way. I remember, and we'll talk about the Path to Happy Success, that we're in trying to get some coverage for them in some local trade or consumer magazines. Mm-hmm. And it was basically, if you buy, four issues, we'll give you an advertorial. And, I walked away from it because that's not really what I want, and nor do we want. We really want that earned, if you will, mm-hmm. Places. So how has that affected the typical PR person today?
Well, it depends on the media outlet. If you're dealing with, the Wall Street Journal and Inc. magazine and those types of publications, they may have special sections. Our Orange County Business Journal does, USA Today does. They have advertorial like what you're talking about. It looks like editorial, but it maybe comes along with an ad, or it might actually just be paid editorial. But there's still a lot of opportunities that are earned among the mainstream media. As far as a paid, I think it's been, for trades, that's been sort of an unspoken rule for a long time. Mm-hmm. For my client Venstar, and they make energy management systems for major chains across America, as well as thermostats. They sell through distribution. So we focus on trades for them. They're a big advertiser. So pretty much anything we send to the trades, they're going to run. Press releases, products, case studies, whatever it is. But we also deviate for them because we want to go after the trade publications that their prospects read, not just the, HVAC publications. So in pitching a story to the Restaurant and Retail Facilities Business Magazine, we had to think about what's going to work for them. And it's earned media. It's not paid in that case. So we pitched them a story on AutoZone case study.
Okay.
And also kind of a pros and cons of a connected thermostat system versus energy management, what's best for your business. So those stories did run.
Okay. So when we think about branding, we talk about branding. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hardest part I always use to tell the clients, we have to be patient. It takes time to really establish the brand and to make significant changes if we're repositioning. I also find, too, because of the digital world, there's this real self-gratification, the sense is I want to run a post or a paid ad on Google. I can do it in the next 2 hours.
Right.
And that, I think, also has an impact on expectations. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with you and the audience out there that are listening, when you're really talking to a client about utilizing public relations, right, getting mm-hmm. placed articles and things like that, how can we describe that word patience? And what should they really do in communicating with their clients? How do they set this up so they're not setting themselves up for failure?
Well, I think that, I always ask my clients, what's your wish list? And for pedagogues, Wall Street Journal, Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur, and such. And so those are kind of pie in the sky targets. But we do everything we can to get that coverage. And we do help them understand that this great level of visibility and credibility does take time. For the Wall Street Journal story that we placed in the What's Your Workout section, it's kind of unique workouts for Pedego. We basically pitched 8 different people to the report, to the columnist, before we finally hit on the golden one that they loved. We had ones we thought were way better than the one that they ultimately chose. But it's always about what that media wants. The other thing I do is we look at, okay, what is the low-hanging fruit? What publications do we think we can get coverage in today? So it's a mix of different targets. And then we integrate everything with the overall marketing plan, maybe an internal marketing department, maybe a CMO such as yourself, could be social media team. So we integrate as much as possible to share information. And we also recommend a lot of things that are not just straight media relations as part of our plans. Not to talk about Pedego too much, but we have the opportunity to do a celebrity program for them. And that's great credibility and visibility.
Sure.
And so we work with William Shatner, and we've had the opportunity to place some pretty big stories in AARP, ARP magazine, which reaches almost 40 million people. People don't think of it as a good target, but it's a great target.
Right.
And the LA Times, which reaches 22 million online. You think of it as a regional paper, but in reality, it's online, and it's one of the top papers worldwide.
Okay, let me take you online a little bit.
Sure.
So I'll say the old days, which is probably a few years ago. But
before the internet.
Before the internet. But if we wanted to do a national release or even a regional release, we'd head to the wire services.
Yes.
Now it seems like there's, you know, everybody and their brother is offering some kind of distribution for press releases. But I've noticed in the few that I've done in the last several years, they just typically end up either on a website, a generic website for the distribution company that potentially the media can find, or some media pick it up, and that still ends up on their website. So what's the power, or not the power anymore, of wire services?
I have a wire service, and you're right, there's just a lot of them out there, and they are starting to consolidate as well. Typically, they have an arrangement, kind of an Autobot type of thing. So when your press release crosses the wire, it immediately runs on things like Yahoo Finance and, you know, a variety. It's about 100, give or take, that will run your press release on their websites. So do you get press? Do you get actual press stories from this? Yes, because it runs on those websites and you can use those links. Some of those links last forever and some of those links are only good for a week. Does it help generate actual stories where an editor is going to do an interview? No.
Okay. So that doesn't work as well. I'll say as well just because I don't want to say it doesn't work.
It's not the way to reach the media to get feature stories
right
now.
So is it still, I mean, smile and dial? Is that the strategy, right?
Well, it's actually, you know, a combination of, you know, email pitching and calling them if you can get a phone number, connecting with them on LinkedIn, I find to be very valuable.
Okay.
There's just a mixed thought on whether or not you should pitch via social media, tweet them to pitch them something. It has to be done very subtly, I would say.
Have you had success doing that, or failures, or nothing? How's that worked for you when you've tried it?
Sometimes we get a response and they're interested. I think it's more part of the, I like to call it piling up of contacts. So you contact with them in a variety of different ways.
Okay.
And hopefully at some point they're going to say, yeah, that sounds like a really good story. I find, honestly, that email, LinkedIn, and phone calls work the best. And if you have a celebrity to mention, or you have a brand name to mention, that's helpful. I've been very lucky to work for, you know, Toshiba and Deloitte and some other big names. But when we started with Pedego, we started 5 years ago. First of all, nobody knew what Pedego was.
Right.
And then they also had no idea what an electric bike was.
Sure.
So we had a lot to conquer on the upfront of explaining.
Really,
what this
was. Building the awareness for them as well. I was fortunate that I, in the very early stages, along with you guys, helped actually with a video company, did some of the early videos. I am a proud owner of two Pedegos, and I do love them. And
me too.
Yeah, I think I told you my first trip out of the chute, my wife and I went 47 miles.
Amazing.
And then I went out and put a hitch on my car so I could drive to the beach. Because of the digital world, when you are writing, Are you writing with SEO in mind now? I mean, are you optimizing the releases?
Absolutely. You okay. want to think about what the keywords are, what's important. And actually, that makes me think, too, that when you are writing, whether you're writing a pitch or a press release, you want to really think about what matters to the person who's reading it, the media person, and not just think about what does your client want to see in that press release or what do you want to see in that press release.
Sure.
It's making sure that you are going to accomplish the goals of making sure that media is interested, at the same time making sure your client is happy.
Okay. Yeah, it would seem to make sense that everything is about optimization these days.
Yes.
So if we were to think about, I'm keep looking at the clock here, I think we've got about 2 or 3 minutes left to go. So let's go back to advice from you as a PR professional. Let's think about the fundamentals. So two more questions. So I always first of all say, let's not forget the fundamentals. I talk about that all the time in marketing. So what are the fundamentals of PR that you believe that someone who's in this space needs to continue to do?
I think that you should have an integrated strategy and approach. So not just PR, but marketing, website, branding, social media, etc. I think you need to really make sure your content is great. Your website should be fantastic because that is the mothership of where everybody goes. Everything that we do leads to the website. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure it's, you know, easy to navigate, has the information and the messaging that's appropriate so that, you know, it's going to help you gain customers or dealers, whatever you're looking for. Make your customers your spokespeople. You can do this directly by having them do reviews and quotes, testimonials, etc. on social media, obviously, but pulling from that and putting onto your website. Also for B2B, use them in case studies and other testimonials that you can shop to trade publications. I think that you... You want to be really creative in coming up with story ideas and how to integrate everything together and use everything that you have. One of the things that we were able to do for Pedego, because William Shatner has been a Pedego owner for so many years and has been a very proud voice for Pedego, we were able to help get him on the Martha and Snoop Dogg's potluck dinner show and some other things. So it's not just PR, it's maybe TV. The streaming has given us a lot more opportunities. Our Pedego CEO, Terry Sherry, appeared on a Roku cooking show last year. You know, just don't think about it as only a short list of magazines or newspapers. Think about it as being endless, all the different opportunities you can go after.
Absolutely. And podcast.
And
as a matter of fact, Don TiCostanza is going to be here in a few weeks here on the Business Growth Cafe. So I'm excited about that as well. I get to ask him a lot of questions about really how he got started and how he grew this organization because we are a business show. So I'm looking forward to that. So kind of where you sum it up now, we think about the digital world. It's all changing. Really, we have to look at it as being very beneficial for us and our clients and everybody else. So before we end, any other parting thoughts, comments, words of wisdom that you would like to give your fellow practitioners?
Fellow practitioners and clients alike. Never be afraid. Absolutely go after it. That's the thing. You know, the media is just people, just like you and I, and you want to put together something that will work. Also, know your media. If you're going to pitch Inc. magazine, read what they've written.
Right.
Know what they're doing and see what you think is going to be a fit for them.
Yeah, that's great advice. It really is. As a matter of fact, I think I spoke to you. I had someone soliciting me today about being on the show this morning, and the first thing I said is go listen to a few shows and see if there's a fit so you understand what my exactly. format is.
Exactly.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. As usual, the time flies by, and it seems like we barely scratched the surface, which means I'm going to have you back. So why don't you tell the audience how they can reach you, your website, your LinkedIn, all that wonderful information, how they can get a hold of you.
Super. You can visit our website at tandcomarketing.com. That's T-A-N-D-C-O marketing.com. You can reach me directly at 714-801-1687. You can find me on LinkedIn at Terry Sawyer, and my email is terry@tandcomarketing.com.
Thank you again for joining us at the cafe. I'm really happy that everybody could join us today. You can find out more about me, read my blogs, and view my show videos at theponzigroup.com or connect with me on LinkedIn. And I hope you'll subscribe to the show at the Business Growth Cafe. We're also on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Spreaker, and coming to many other platforms around the world. Join me next week for lunch at the Business Growth Cafe.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at the Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.